Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Do you have a friend who occupies a special place in your heart? Somebody with whom you can share a most unique time? I have met several friends in my life who each occupies a very special place in my heart and lights up my days like a star in the sky. I call them my soulmates because of the deep connection I feel with them. I met one of my very first soulmates when I was in high school. It was a time when I was a troubled teenager struggling to make friends at school. I was having such a hard time communicating with my classmates that I was even seriously concerned that I might never have a friend in my life. That was when I met this friend. Having a shared challenge in the classroom, she and I found consolation in each other's company. But it wasn't just that. She was truly a unique and remarkable person, and I loved spending time with her. Every morning, I was afraid of going to school, but the thought of meeting her made me look forward to at least part of my time at school. She was that kind of friend. When we graduated from high school, we planned a special retreat to celebrate our friendship. And today's story is about that. I wonder what memory of friendship you will think about as you listen to today's story. I hope that you will enjoy the story. A bottle of friendship. I spent my late teens experiencing quite a severe case of social anxiety. When I was in high school, it reached a point where I didn't know how to speak or move around in the classroom. As soon as I got to school, my body would shut down and I stopped functioning. So I used to spend most of my time sitting silently and still at my desk, waiting for the time to pass. I had such a hard time communicating with my classmates, but in my second year, I met somebody who became my very special friend. She was also experiencing similar symptoms of social anxiety and was being awkward in the classroom. One day, we started to talk and have lunch together, and I discovered that with her, I could talk naturally and properly, and even laugh out loud at times. For the rest of my time at high school, I found quite a wonderful paradise in the shade of shiny school life with this friend. We ate lunch in a cluttered earth science classroom, sometimes went to the riverside with blankets to talk hours about life, and we even skipped a few classes together to enjoy the view from the rooftop. When it was time for us to graduate, I wanted to do something special to celebrate our friendship. My hometown was famous for hot springs, and knowing that we both loved spending time in a quiet place, I suggested that we make an overnight trip to one of the hot spring resorts. Usually, these hotels are expensive, but since it was a graduation season, there were many special offers for people like us. I found a particularly affordable offer, something called Friendship Plan, and reserved a spot for us. That trip was truly remarkable and most memorable. The hotel was tiny but very well maintained, and above all, the staffs were kind.
Despite the fact that we were mere teenagers, they treated us like proper guests and made sure that our stay was comfortable. There is nothing gorgeous about the facility, but the quality of the hot spring, the room, and the food was superb. We spent our time talking endlessly about our life, both struggles and dreams, and making comments about how amazing each piece of our experience was. The time flew, and it was soon time for us to leave the hotel. There was a complimentary coffee and tea service in the morning. My friend and I were sitting in a beautiful lounge, sipping coffee, looking over a green garden outside, when I found a gift shop next to the entrance. "Let's check inside. Maybe there's something interesting," I said, and led our way to the gift shop. Among the touristic gifts, I found a pool of different colored stones. There were small empty bottles next to it with a sticker with the name of the hot spring resort. When I asked what it was, the hotel staff told us that we could fill a bottle with whatever stones we liked. That moment, a brilliant idea dawned on me. "Let's fill one bottle each and make it a gift to each other." My friend's face lit up, and she replied with a grin and thumbs up. Thus we spent the next few minutes choosing the stones to put in the bottles. As I picked stones, I made wishes for my friend's fulfilling future. When the two bottles were full, we paid at the cashier and exchanged the bottles. We both thought that it was a wonderful way to celebrate our friendship and close this epic graduation trip. The bottle of stones my friend gave me has always been with me since. Thanks to its tiny size, I can even carry it with me on a trip. And whenever I look at it, the amazing memory of that graduation trip will come back to me with its full colors and details, and I'm reminded of the gift of this friendship that I have with her.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.